Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Nicholas Upchurch, and welcome to Believe. Here's an excellent clip from our show where we help you to attain true success. I hope you enjoy.
And I want to talk about true success now. This is the most important thing I could possibly talk to you about right now. It's really such an important thing that I'm closing my eyes right now for our subscribers on iTunes, believeiTunes.com. And of course, we're on YouTube, youtube.com/believeloveyou. And I'm closing my eyes and I'm thinking about true success. And I want to talk about how you could find your true purpose. How you can find your true purpose. And what to do when you feel that true purpose in order to honor yourself and to believe in yourself, to go get it, to go make it happen. So how do you get your true purpose, work through whatever you need to work through in order to go make it happen? Here's how you do it. I'm going to give you three very simple steps. The first thing is, it's going to be a feeling. It's going to be probably an energetic feeling inside of yourself that you can't deny, because it might take years and it might take basically hitting your head against the wall. But I just felt, when I started talking about true success, I felt something in my head, in my hands, and my purpose is to help you find your true purpose. And you're gonna feel it when it comes. You're gonna feel it. And I used to think that maybe women were more likely to just say, like, oh, just go with what you feel. Because to me, it's like very practical as well. Like, you need to not only just go with what you feel, you have to be able to make things happen, you know, and get it done, take action. And I think there's some truth to that. I mean, you still need to actually do things, you know. But I will say this feeling part is very real. You can connect with additional things in the universe, including maybe yourself or your higher self or whatever. And I have to say, this is very real. It's very real. I'm 100% sure, men out there, 100% sure that there is more that we can connect with than just this human body and our brain. It's not true. It's not the complete truth. In fact, it's mostly empty space. It's actually an illusion. It's real. I'm touching my fingers right now and everything else, but there's a lot more to it. And your true purpose, you're going to feel it resonating in your bones and energetically outside of yourself. And you're not going to have to convince yourself. You're just going to feel it. And what my true purpose is to try to harmonize the world and show us some other possibilities of what we can do. What I'm working through personally is trusting people, as I mentioned, being compassionate, being patient and thankful, and understanding that I have a brain that has some weird reactions, and how to love that so that I can be my true self to people that might not be doing things that I think make sense, right? Because the world is not moving in the way that I think makes sense. And that's because I don't control the world, right? So being thankful for that is interesting. Because when you're used to trying to control everything or to try to be in charge, or what I mean is, when you're used to being in charge and being a leader, it can be strange that you have to think to yourself, well, I don't control anything. But my mother's been a great example lately. She has admitted she doesn't control anything. She's trying to make the best of her life. She works at a car dealership in Michigan, and she's a great employee, and she's a beautiful person. And the reason why she's beautiful is because she's finally been willing to look at herself. And it can be so easy for us to blame everybody else, and she's not doing that anymore. She's looking at herself and she's finding harmony in the things she can't control instead of fighting it. And I have to tell you, that is so tough to find harmony in this world where we could look around and see so many things we can think are crazy. So there's good in everybody, even the toughest people that have done the worst things. That's what I was told is true. The good is what lives on. And that is the only truth from this experience. The good is what lives on. And that will always exist. And everything else just kind of falls off. Falls off. And some of what we perceive as negative can help to illuminate the good. But your true purpose, you're going to feel it energetically. And how do you know when you felt that? How do you know? Well, one thing is that you're probably going to resist it. That seems to be a human characteristic. A lot of things that have been the most true to me, I noticed that I resisted it strongly. There was some kind of strong, weird thing going on. Like it's almost like I was pushing it or like think discounting it or something. And sometimes we need to do that. Like, honestly, there are things that we need to bypass, I would say. But also, like, sometimes we're just afraid. We can be afraid of success. So just feeling that resistance can mean, like, okay, like, this, it could be something to this. It's natural for us to doubt it because we don't want to be scammed or all the things in the world people can go through. But there can be something to this. So our true purpose, we're going to feel something energetically. We might also start to feel a fear or get really freaked out, scared. And then how do you take action when you found your true purpose, when you feel this strong feeling? Well, I think there's one part of it that where you could just say flow with it. Flow with your true purpose and think the feminine. I think females are definitely better at doing that. I think that honestly, it's a mixture of the two. if I'm going to be completely honest. So flowing can be good, but guys are going to be like, no, we need steps and we need to actually like get things done. I think that you can feel the flow if you allow yourself to, and it will help you to take the steps you need to take. Feeling that flow, what does that mean? There's a vibration. This is just true. It's just true. I'm feeling it right now while I do this episode. There's a vibration that we can connect with. There are messages in the air, what we think is air. You know, this isn't air. You know, there's radio waves and cellular waves and all kinds of other waves we can't see them. Are they real? Well, we could bounce them off. We don't know everything. We can only see a very small portion of the visible spectrum. So we're in a sea of energy. We're in a sea, like a water. Like, this is not just air. Like, somehow we're here, but we're in a sea of energy. That is the truth. And messages and all kinds of things can go through this invisible truth that connects everything and is everything. And I'm 100% sure on this. This isn't experimental. And if you want to, you know, physics says all points in space and time are connected. So this is actually a very real thing. So when you find your true purpose and you feel like, should you just go with the flow to make it happen, or should you make a bunch of steps and just do those steps? I'm going to say both. Because it's okay to have goals and to make a plan. But also we have to realize that a lot of times we have to go with the flow.